the owner of it all. Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belong to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. God owns everything, everywhere, all the time. Perhaps that sounds like a child's response to the question of God's ownership, but it's certainly a sufficient one. A deep exploration of the subject is usually reserved for the brightest of theological minds and often positioned within lengthy verbiage-filled pages of Christian apologetics. However, at the end of the discussion, we can conclude that God owns everything, everywhere, all the time. He is indeed creator of all that has, does, and will exist. Wonder and appreciation will grow within us as we continue to discover his limitlessness as we, through new technology, come upon previously hidden gems within the Lord's making. Space programs often discover new planets, galaxies, and other wonders of the universe through research. But these wonders were there the whole time. They're only new to us. In the next decade, how many additional stars and planets already in existence will be discovered by humanity for the first time as technology advances? All the while, God made it all, maintains it all, and is to be glorified by it all. Lord, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, all-encompassing kingdom. Your power is unlimited, unrestricted, and all created things stand weak in comparison. Your glory is omnipresent and forever, and I will worship you in all your glory. Amen. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.